Plenty of views.
Cliff Harris joining us. How many more hits to your dome would you have had to take to consider an appearance on The View?
Many more.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
As much trouble as you had putting that headset on, I was starting to worry about you. But clearly, you're still of sound mind if you don't want to be on The View.
Well, now that you know, the wire is long enough to keep me.
Right there.
My leash.
You don't like being tethered.
You give him a short wire.
You must have had guys that weren't this tall over here.
It's usually his own. That's the thing.
No, it's wired up.
He said.
I don't want to unplug myself.
What's with this low budget operation? Can't you guys bring out the wireless equipment for me? I mean, I'm an NFL legend.
On, that's right. Get
amateur
us
hour
up here.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm relaxed. I was, we were in at the Hot Springs this weekend. I'm glad to be here today. It's going to be a great event. It could have been cold. I told Kyle on the way up here. It could have been cold. It could have been rainy. You got a perfect day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you have a place in Hot Springs, is that right?
Yeah, on the lake.
Okay.
Lake Washita.
Beautiful.
It's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. You know, it's my escape. It's get out of Dallas, come up here, get de-stressed, go back into Dallas, get stressed, come back up here. This is a kind of routine.
What do you escape from other than the concrete jungle of the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Gosh, I mean, you know, there's just a lot going on in Dallas. There's a lot of traffic, for one.
Right.
The stress of just, I think, you know, we're still trying to make a company successful down there and working hard at that, and it's and you know, just it's life in general, but things are great.
I just found out your son has moved back to the Little Rock area.
Yeah, that's another one of those points that we could talk about for
that's
a little
low
while
stress
too,
for you,
you know? Low stress,
he's like, good, I got him out of here, less stress for me.
You know, I didn't mention kids, you know.
Yeah,
and so there's that's wow. Something that adds a little bit of thought and
I'm not running a I'm not running a successful business, but I can definitely relate to your kid stress. That part I got.
Yeah, you've just got to keep them, no matter, and you keep them throughout your life, I can tell you. We always try to keep them up, you know, moving, going,
yeah,
operating.
Well, your son's got a pretty good motor.
Yeah, he operates at a high level, I can tell you. He's full speed all the time.
I think he's got a future in broadcasting.
Well, he talks a lot.
Yeah,
I listen to
that
you
helps.
Guys. I mean, you know, he could fit right in. I'm trying to catch up with you.
Well, if there's one thing I've proven over the last 10 years at the radio station, you don't have to say that many important or interesting things. You just have to keep it talking.
That's exactly
so,
right. Well, I wouldn't say, again, I could comment on that, but I don't think I will, though.
So,
no, Justin, I think you're very intelligent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very wise, and I'm, very perceptive.
I enjoy
visiting with you.
See, you were doing so well. Now I'm starting to question how many shots you took in the head again.
That's, a big deal with the NFL. You know, a lot of stuff going on. There's a Brain Health Institute in Dallas that is doing all kinds of tests for the NFL players in that region, not just the Cowboys. And, concussion studies, because it's big on the NFL screen right now, and there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of guys down there that are having problems. So they tested a group, and they showed the test results showed that there were few, but not as the extent that they were expecting. In terms of
not as bad,
some were pretty
severe.
Serious. Even younger guys. It's just a. You're fortunate if you could have played all a number of years and avoid it. I don't know. Some guys played a few years and have problems. I mean, so
more of a case-by-case.
Case-by-case deal. I don't know if it's a genetic deal or a hit deal, but they're doing a lot of research on it right now.
Was there ever, or to what extent was there discussion about concussions when you were playing? I mean, because you're a guy that even Charlie played with reckless abandon, as most guys of your era did.
Well, there was one of us did.
But there was less. There were less. But I mean, penalties were not the same way. I mean, it was not enforced the same way. I mean, it was kind of a free for all back then. I mean, how much discussion was there? How much concern was there about concussions?
Well,
then?
I mean, obviously there wasn't at all, really. I mean, the concussion. The thing was, I mean, you take young guys. I mean, these guys. People forget these guys were 21 to 31 years old that play in the NFL, and you want to play. You want to be out there, and you're not thinking about. You know, when you'll never make it to 50 or 60. Are you kidding? They don't care. So you don't really think about it, and they didn't. And, of course, I think that's one of the big questions that they have is should the NFL protect the players more and said, hey, you need to stay out or you need to stay out or hang because the player, if he wants to play, I mean, has made the team, isn't it, is going to be a guy that's going to be compelled to play no matter what.
Right.
and you need to hold him back and restrain him. I mean, there was no talk. I mean, you put some ammonia capsules under your nose. I mean, the same thing you guys probably did in high school or college or whatever. And, hey, you know, if you can tell them what day it is and how many fingers they have up and what defense they're playing.
Or get close. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or even there was a couple of times I didn't know what team we were playing. You know, are you sure?
Well, to go tackle the other team.
Yeah, yeah.
Multiple choice.
Whoever's wearing the opposite jersey, right?
Can you give me a hint?
Yes.
Sounds like.
Is it Philadelphia or New York? I know it's one of those.
Rhymes with Washington.
There you go.
I think I can come up with it.
Get back in. You're fine.
Cliff Harris joining us here at, man, I tell you, it's fun to talk to you about this, especially when it's so prevalent in the news. Do you think the game, it's going to get worse now that even offensive players can't lower their head on a defensive player? I mean, what's going to happen now? As a defensive player, you could light someone up like that.
Well, I mean, my gosh, I don't know. I think the main concern that I have of the players themselves, because one of the things that kept me healthy, kept me alive, was that I committed 100% every time.
Okay.
Well, you start not committing 100% every time, easing up a little bit. That's what they tell you. They've told you throughout your high school and college and another career. If you start lightening up at all, that's when you get hurt.
Yeah.
And so, gosh, I don't know how that's – I don't know how they can control the strictly the physics involved in this, mass times acceleration, and, I mean, that's force. I mean, you know, so you take big guys, make them fast, they're going to – exceed the limits of the human body, that because it's everything's an equation. I'm a math guy, you know.
Yeah,
everything's
clearly
an equation. So you run into, I mean, you run into physics. I mean, what happens when these guys?
Unstoppable force, immovable object.
Man,
you're starting to do equations.
I don't know how they solve it. I really don't. I mean, you can't put bigger, you know, inflatable helmets that pop, or I mean, I've heard all kinds of crazy things.
I think they should limit all the size of the players to guys like me, so I'd have a future. That'd be good.
Well, that's probably.
Although I never
go out again.
The only I ever go out on is trying to make my father-in-law happy. So, you know, I've got my limitations. You know, there's actually been, and some people may not know this, there's been a connection, or there's been some looking into this from a scientific standpoint of the connection between concussions and ALS. And then they went back and looked at a number of, you know, head blows. That Lou Gehrig, who's sort of the poster child for ALS, I mean, they call it Lou Gehrig's, of course, and the number of head shots and trauma that he'd taken there is to maybe the future of how he ended up. So I don't know if they've come in with anything conclusive, but they've certainly looked at it.
Yes, and I saw that research, and it's, you know, it's troubling. I mean, if you think about that, because I mean, this is a neurological disease, and you know, and that's why we're here today for my nephew Kyle, and to try to bring awareness to that. But I can tell you, it's a scary thought. All these things that because it's a devastating disease. I don't know if there's a link. They don't know. There's a link to veterans, you know, that also that have come back from overseas and have ALS. So there's that's one of the reasons we're here, is more research to find out and try to help help them find a cure.
Cliff Harris joining us here at Maumelle Country Club, going to be helping raise some money and some awareness again about ALS. And again, as you mentioned, it's a personal story for you, something your family's been affected by.
Yeah, my nephew Kyle, my brother Tommy's son, Tommy played for the Razorbacks during the 70s, and his son, who happened to be a veteran, has come back. He's has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's not in good shape. I can tell you, every time that I come up here, I live in Dallas, I come back to Arkansas as much as I can. Every time I come up here and see him, he's seemed to be digressing, and that's the nature of that disease, and that's terrible. It's a terrible disease, and a focus, that's the whole purpose why I'm here, is, you know, try to help bring a focus to how devastating this disease really is, and try to bring more money for research and awareness of it. And that's where it comes. I hate to see it for them, you know.
On a much less important note, I do want to talk a little football. What's the buzz on the street over in Dallas about the Cowboys this year?
Oh, there was a lot of buzz and a lot of different angles. We really want to talk.
Romo just got a big fat contract. Has that been a positive?
That's one of the angles.
Has that been received in a positive way or a negative way by the fan base there?
You know, I think it's been received as a question mark. You know, I mean, you've got to think, why do you sign a guy that's what I'm hearing on the street.
Yeah.
On the radio shows.
On the radio shows.
What are those sports talk idiots know anyway?
No, the guys that call in and the guys that are on the radio shows.
Well, the guys that call in actually know what they're talking about usually. We don't know anything.
but no, they just question that
They question Romo more or the draft more?
Well,
both. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you're making
both.
It complicated.
Jerry, you're whiffing on everything over there. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the thing about it, that's the way the life is down there, is to question everything that goes on in sports. And, you know, everybody's got an opinion on it. And, you know, and if we had been successful in the last few years, there were probably less questions and why and all those things like that. And, you know, because you don't question, you say, hey, the reason it is because that's the way we want it, because we've been winning Super Bowls, we've been to the playoffs. Well, we hadn't been to the playoffs in, whatever, 15 years or something. I mean, we've been to the playoffs but haven't won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I question that. I mean, I wonder why. There's got to be some reason. Is it the coach, the quarterback, the manager, management, the owner? It's not the owner. I mean, he can hire who he wants to, and he leads who he wants to.
I've heard a coach say this before, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for – we were just talking to your son about what he was over at Texas Tech and the hours, and that's the thing. It's, he doesn't have a family yet. But, you know, when you think about all the time away from him, and whether you're in the front office or you're a coach or you're a player, whatever, the amount of time you get in. So my thing is, I think it's okay to question it, but my thing is I always try to show a lot of respect for it, because I do respect the amount of time and the effort that goes into it. A coach told me one time, he said, you know, we didn't just take a stupid pill. So it's like, if this worked for 10 years and we do it again and all of a sudden things aren't going very well, well, overnight that didn't become a terrible idea. So my thing is, if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm sitting back going, wait a minute. The philosophy I have has worked many times over. So everybody's like, well, you need to hire a real GM. You're not a real GM. But, I mean, if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm thinking, well, first of all, I don't have to. And second of all, it's worked. It's not like he's just a rich guy who's sitting up in his office.
He's done it before.
And it's never worked before, right, exactly.
You know, well, there's an equation there that probably he needs maybe reflect back on then, right?
I mean, because it was a while back, wasn't it?
It was a while back. Yeah. And there were, I mean, I am back to a math guy again. There is an equation to this.
You're losing our listeners right now. They don't do math. Most of them can't read, but go on.
I'll get it back to basics.
You're going to dumb it down for me.
You know, no, I'm not. You said your listeners.
Yeah, well, I am one of my listeners. Yeah. Okay. One of very few, unfortunately. But go on.
All right. So, I mean, you can look at the equation of who that was and how much control he had, who it was, where he came from, and all the components that were involved in it, how much time you gave him, how long he had to perform, and if he did perform, and what system you had. Go back and look at that again. That's, you know, I mean, just a logical thing. I mean, you do it. Because it is, like you said, hey, I've done it before. So Jerry has done it before. Well, how long has it been? What did he have in place when he did it?
Yeah.
I mean, who was in more control, Jerry or the coach? Or, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not – I haven't done it. So I don't – I mean, I've only played in 5 Super Bowls, and we were only in – and I only played 10 years, though.
That's a good ratio.
So if I'd have had played 11, I think we would have gone back to
– sure.
But we went to, you know, 8 AFC championship games. So what's that equation? You know, I mean – who's in control? How much control and authority do you give the coaches, or do you change out? And what are the ingredients? I mean, that's obviously the big question for, I mean, Arkansas football as well, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. That's right.
So, I mean, it's not like there's a
passionate fan base. You got some similarities there.
Huh?
Passionate fan bases. So,
yeah, that's right.
Who's the GM when you were there in Dallas?
Tex Ram.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the great. I mean, one thing you have to give Jerry credit for, too. I mean, I'm only saying one thing. Many things you give Jerry credit for. He's brought an enormous awareness to the Dallas Cowboys overall, worldwide. I mean, we're the third, you know, most valuable. Well, I mean, is that a bad thing? And he's built the Cowboys Stadium down there, and it's and got us an enormous public relations, and in spite of a program that hasn't won.
Right.
I mean, you know, so. Brand continues to grow. So you can imagine if we won.
Right. Well, I will say this. The folks in Vegas are not optimistic. The over-under on the number of wins this year, 8.5.
Oh, God.
So,
well, I'm glad to hear that, because I've asked that on talk radio, and when I get back to Dallas, I'll be able to say
that. Was the
first, there you go.
The first book that came out with
it. Came from, you know, but at least it gives me an edge.
Don't you want to set the expectations a little lower, though, and then exceed them?
Yeah, well,
Beats the alternative.
You know, but I don't know. I hope we do well. I mean, obviously Tony Romo's a great quarterback. I mean, he's a great quarterback. I mean, I saw it in the very beginning. I mean, from a safety. I was a free safety.
Yeah.
That's who I studied. But there's something about the last few minutes that make the difference in the last parts of the game, that win the game or lose the game, that is the most critical element of a quarterback's talent. I mean, the guys that I used to play against, some of them weren't very good quarterbacks, but, boy, they could play in the last minutes of the game.
When it counted.
They would you know, they would.
Well, statistically, you look at like Bradshaw. I mean, statistically, he's never going to be one of
Bradshaw.
He's going to be
somebody else.
He'll never be one of the greats. But I mean, again, there's some guys. That, Montana's numbers don't stack up to a lot of guys. But
that's
again,
right.
There's something to it.
Right.
Is there anything quantifiable there you can say from a defensive standpoint?
Well, I could just say that. I mean, you know, no, not necessarily. I can't. But I'll tell you this. I think that. I mean, in terms of the, there's something about some people or that are performers in any sport that raise to a high level of performance in the exact right moments. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Terry Bradshaw was one of those guys. I mean, I give
him
credit.
We're not talking about him.
You know, I'm just giving him credit because he was a great quarterback because he beat me in two Super Bowls, okay? But then you look at Joe Montana and you look at Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
But also you look at Billy Kilmer. I mean, come on. And Fran Tarkenton. These are guys that weren't big guys. They weren't, you know, power guys. Like, I mean, Bradshaw's a big, strong.
Right.
And he would throw it in there hard, right? And make it work, right play or wrong. But still, he won. And that's the bottom line of the judgment, I think, that you apply to the success of any quarterback or any player or anything, anytime. Do you win or not? I mean, keep it simple.
If you had to pick somebody right now, let's say you got to go win a Super Bowl right now, who's your starting quarterback if you could have anybody active right now?
I'm going to tell you that I really like Ravens.
Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
He's about a big frame, big arm guy. He's your
big
guy.
Big arm guy, man. Well, he played against my son. I had a son that played at Richmond. You guys didn't publicize it very
much. We don't follow the Spiders very closely. We should. Sorry.
But he played against Flacco. Flacco, I saw him in the pregame warm-up throw the ball 70 yards to the punt returners.
Really?
Holy cow. And he's a great guy. He's a great leader, you know. I like those kind of guys that, mm-hmm. that pull the guys together, you know. I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, there's other, I mean.
So you'd rather have more of a traditional pocket big arm guy versus a guy that's.
What is Romo?
We don't know. He's sort of in between.
You know,
he's sort of in between.
What's the.
He's a Favre. He's sort of different.
Yeah. What about the. See, the thing that's cool about this, I don't want to belabor you guys, but trying to think of the quarterback for San Francisco.
Kaepernick.
Yeah. Kaepernick. You know, the thing that happens in these great, I mean, spot of the moment, what happens, and I knew what was going to happen, or I guessed what was going to happen, Kaepernick, man, when he played in the playoff game, lit up San Francisco, remember? And they were like, holy cow, we didn't know. Well, he hadn't played. You know, the defense didn't know what to expect
right.
about him. You see him in the next week. You play, and
yeah, they beat Atlanta, and then they go on.
Atlanta,
and, yeah.
Boy, you, and then the defense goes, "Hey, here's what we can do." Or a good defensive coordinator,
right?
A good defensive coordinator goes, "Ah, here's what we do."
They scored 1,000 on the Packers, and I'm a Packers fan.
Because you've got to be
so
a fundamental.
About that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But amazing, you know? How about that? I mean, you may never see that again, though, where a guy doesn't start a game until week 11,
without any question,
and gets you to the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh, without any question. But he was a very talented guy. But you clamp it down, and you put the defense, and you. Because, you know, you have to fundamentally win first. You have to fundamentally win with an offensive strategy. That's what the Cowboys, I don't know. Maybe there's offensive strategy. You have to win fundamentally with an offensive strategy and a quarterback. I mean, it takes both combinations. You have a great quarterback and not have a great strategy, they'd all blame the quarterback and say, well, maybe it's an offensive strategy. I mean, that's what used to beat us. It was not necessarily quarterbacks, but a scheme of play that puts you in a position where you have to make a very difficult choice as a safety.
Yeah.
And you, one choice you get beat, the other choice you get beat.
Luckily for you, that didn't happen very often, so that was
good.
Well,
I mean, you know, just five Super Bowls, and they, you know, I don't know. I'm like, come on.
We got to take
counting, right?
Who's counting?
Will you do me a favor? Can we hook up a day in Hot Springs this summer? Well, we'll come down and do our show, and then you don't have to get too far off the lake.
Hey,
because we could do this all day. We could
do
a good 3 hours.
Porch, you know?
That'd be
sounds
perfect.
Great.
You
know?
I like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
sure,
I'm inviting man. Myself over, basically.
Yeah, sure, man. We'll have it on the boat.
We'll get a summer day down at Cliff Harris's house this summer. I like that deal. We got to take a time out. We got to pay some bills. But, sir, appreciate
right,
you.
Man.
Are you you playing?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm playing.
Who's on your team?
Well, my son, Matt.
Okay.
He's
a hack, right?
He's a great athlete, but quite a hack.
We'll figure it out.
And then my other son, Andrew, and we're going to play with Jigs Ramsey. You know Jigs.
I know Jigs.
Jigs is going up.
You're going to be entertained at least all day.
Oh, his dad was the captain of the football team when my dad was playing at Wichita, and he was the captain of the football team when I was playing at Wichita.
Wow.
Is that right? Is that hilarious?
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, Cliff, it's been a joy as always.
Okay.
Good seeing you. We'll catch up again soon. All right, that is NFL legend. And most importantly, Wichita Baptist legend.
Yes.
Cliff Harris.
OBU right there.
We got to take a timeout. We will be back in just a moment, 12:40. We are at Maumelle Country Club. Justin Acree, Chris Kane. And as we head on the break, let me tell you what's happening at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's time to buy right now. Right now. touch me. Huge discounts and rebates in the factory at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Over 500 new, ready for delivery to you or someone you love. If you didn't get mom something good for Mother's Day, hey, buy her a new Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram from Landers.
Get a deal.
Got the banks doing crazy financing. No credit, no problem. Bad credit, no problem. First-time buyer, absolutely no issue whatsoever. They're all being delivered every day. The number one store in the state for 20 years in a row. Your whole life, Chris. And World Champs.
Some.
Almost. World Champs four times. Nobody treats customers better than Landers and Benton. More for your trade, lowest price guaranteed, and great service after the sale. I don't know what you look for in your dealership, but that's what I look for in mine. Online at Landers.com. Go see Kevin Wilson and the fine folks at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Benton. We'll be back in un momento in the zone.